Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Well, we are back. We are high and flying. Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mike, but UK Tom. It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Woo!
Guys.
Woo!
I don't know if you can feel it. I'm very excited for this week. The Rumble is this weekend. We're on the road to WrestleMania. We're on the road to the Rumble. It was a fun little Monday Night Raw last night. I'm excited for SmackDown. I'm excited for everything that's happening in the pro wrestling world right now, to be honest with you. GCW was fun. AEW had a hell of a show that nobody watched on Saturday. Guys, we're doing all right. We're doing really, really good. Dude, I know you chuckle there, Tom, but I saw the ratings. 250,000 people watched Collision on Saturday. That's not good. That is not good.
250?
It's the AEW way.
I think that show's fine to kick off to maybe get some more viewers. That show was well received, so I think that could bring a couple of viewers back to Dynamite and Collision. But we'll get into that when AEW does something to spark our interest here. But
can you remember when AEW was in the discussion of maybe competing rating wise with WWE, and now they're competing rating wise with us?
Hey. Ooh, ooh. UK Tom on the board.
Oh man, yeah, yeah, just a rough go for
good
those
for,
guys.
Good for us.
Yeah, we're doing real well.
I mean, to be fair, if we got 250,000 listeners, I think I'd shit my pants.
Oh, could you imagine? Hey, everybody, don't forget to hit that button. Hit that share button, everybody.
And then Twitter just goes back and sees all the episodes that didn't change for Paralegal Mike. Like, fuck these guys.
Fuck Twitter.
Cancel this podcast.
That actually came up today at work with one of my coworkers. You came up, Mike, in topic of conversation. My one coworker's like, he's a paralegal, right? And he knows the deal. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then the new coworker that's only been around a couple months is like, you do a wrestling podcast with a paralegal? I'm like, yeah, not anymore. And then I had to explain why. So that one came about.
Oh.
It lives on, baby. It lives on. We're going back to it. I think the smoke is cleared.
You think so?
No? No,
not quite.
We're
yet.
Still not okay with using that?
Not quite yet.
Scotty Villa dropped that. Pretty heavy. You can't use it anymore.
I'm excited.
Dad.
Keep your sleeves on. You're fine. we're going to get into the Rumble here in a minute, but I do want to take us back to Monday Night Raw this week. And it was a fine show, go home show for the Rumble. which I thought they did a good job of giving us a lot of wrestling on this go home show. Usually these go home shows in the past leading up to a big pay-per-view have kind of just been some smaller matches that don't have a lot of feud or investment, and then a lot of promos and backstage and whatnot. I feel like we got some great wrestling on Monday Night Raw. By the way, quick side note, big shout out to JD McDonagh of the Judgment Day. Oof.
We watched a man die.
If you haven't seen it, and I'm sure all of you have, I see moonsault off the second rope. Acai moonsault off the second rope into the outside, lands on a War Raider, but hits the new very hard, very solid announce table that doesn't budge or break. By the way, guys, stop doing table spots on that thing. It looks bad. But JD McDonagh's head snapped back, and we've come to find out he's announced that he's got broken ribs and a punctured lung. And this was within the first 3 or 4 minutes of the match, and that match went over 10 minutes. Dude's still doing moonsaults, flips, taking brutal kicks to the back with broken ribs and a punctured lung. JD McDonagh, hats off to you. Very much well-earned respect, and heal up, brother, because God damn, you're a champion.
I wonder if this will be the end of those announce tables already. If they'll just
probably not.
I don't think it'll take much if somebody else gets hurt, they'll be gone.
They spent a lot of money on them, and they don't budge or break. And we're still seeing table spots every week. So
what good are they for wrestling shows if they don't budge or break?
To me, I'm fine with keep the table, but then just if you're gonna do table spots, pull out a table from underneath or do something like that. Other than that,
pull out a door. I'm a GCW guy now.
If the table's not gonna break, why do a table spot? It looks ass.
I agree. We're in a table spot transition phase with the Fed. So let's just give it a few weeks. They'll figure it out. But I do want to get to the quote unquote main event of Monday Night Raw, because that caught everyone's attention. It was the Monday Night Raw was in Atlanta, and that's the hometown of the greatest pro wrestler on the planet right now, the WWE World Champion, Cody Rhodes, American Nightmare.
I thought you were talking about Goldberg.
Oh, I love Goldberg. I can't wait for him to come back. One more run, Goldberg.
Well, Bret Hart's no longer listening to our pod. That's cool.
Damn it, Scott.
Fuck.
But
the Hitman loves the In My House Pro Wrestling podcast until then.
He was just about to be like, yeah, I'll come on. I don't do podcasts anymore, but I'll come on. So we get Cody out there, and after eating a huluva kick, an accidental huluva kick by Sami Zayn.
Which was fine.
And
anyone's fine after taking a haluva kick.
Cody sold it like there was no tomorrow.
That one looked pretty good. Cody oversold it and ruined the moment, but it was pretty good.
Come on. Come on. That's not true. It was a hell of a haluva kick. It was a hell of a sell job.
That five times fast.
My jacket was awful. His jacket was terrible.
The American Nightmare team, American Nightmare jacket?
Awful.
You guys are all getting one for Christmas. Kidding me? You can't cut the sleeves off it either.
Burning it live on the pod.
So we continue on. Yeah, we got Cody coming out and talking after he's recovered from a hellacious haluva kick.
Fucking 55 minutes for some reason.
Hey, it's on Netflix, baby. We got time. We got all the time in the world.
It's Monday night. I want to go to bed.
All the time in the world to sell properly. Sell, and sell some more. But Cody eventually gets on the mic, starts hyping up the ladder match with Kevin Owens, and then CM Punk comes out, and these guys go back and forth. These guys cutting promos, which I don't think they're not heel promos to me. I think they were realistic, quote unquote, realistic babyface promos where they took jabs at each other. Cody talking about he's won the Rumble, he's main evented WrestleMania. Saying he's now the best in the world. He's bypassed CM Punk. CM Punk's no longer the best in the world. Punk calling him on it. I knew this promo worked when you guys were texting about it in the group chat. I knew it worked. for me, I wasn't sure where it was going. I loved it because I'm a Cody guy. I liked what they were saying. I like when they get more serious and real. And I like when Cody stands up for himself against a guy like Punk, who realistically Punk would eat him alive in a real quote unquote truth bomb promo, right? They did the job. They didn't have to take any shitty jabs at AEW or anything else. They talked about their WWE careers. And I think they planted a lot of seeds to make people think we may be seeing Punk and Cody Rhodes in one of the main events of WrestleMania. Tom, what'd you think?
I like the fact that the hometown Cody crowd shit all over him as soon as a real superstar came out.
Disagree.
That was great. The promo was fantastic. Cody and Punk did a great job. I loved the little jabs at each other. And I also liked that they didn't rely on the easy win of having digs at AEW, like you said. I would be interested to see them go again and Punk really let loose and just eat that motherfucker alive. That would be very entertaining. What do you think, Mike?
I like the promo. I don't like my WrestleMania match to be face versus face.
Oh, no, one of them has to be heel.
Yeah, it has to happen. And I mean, in this case, it better be Punk. I know the thought in the group chat from our very own UK Tom was Cody heel.
Gotta be Cody.
That ain't happening.
I think it's happening after. I don't think it's happening for Mania. I think it is happening after Mania.
But that would make him the baby face in that match, I'd say.
Yes.
Yeah. So Punk would be the heel? Good.
No.
I just don't want to see. I don't want to see face versus face at WrestleMania.
I don't. I want one of them to go heel for Mania, but at Mania, I think we get face versus face, and then Cody turns after.
I don't know why I have a feeling like this got a lot of people talking, right? Like, to have a promo. I think a Mania main event night should be Cena and Punk. And I know it's probably not. I know, but.
Ew. Why?
I think with it just being aligned, don't kid yourself. You both love that Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, but that was 15 years ago.
Sure, and I don't think Punk's necessarily a fucking stud either right now in the ring.
I didn't say he was.
Yeah, like I think that the billing of that match is like suited for WrestleMania. Ew. I do. Both like, I mean, I don't know if I want to see Cody versus Punk as my WrestleMania main event.
Both Punk and Cena should be using this part of their career to work with people they've never worked with before.
Sure, but we got to throw that fucking man to the window. Like, you don't owe anything to anyone. Hunter's just making new fucking stars anyway without the rub.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, I think that's, like, becoming less of an important thing of, like, having to do it the old way. The Fed has now adopted, like, we're going to do it our fucking way.
Wasn't that 50 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't think we're seeing a Cody heel turn anytime soon. I think the crowds are too into him. The kids are too into him right now. Kids are still showing up with his jacket on. They're cosplaying as Cody, and he's still selling a ton of merch. He's in the top of all athletes that Fanatics sells merchandise for. That's a big thing. I don't think we can turn Cody right away. You could try to turn Punk. And you'll still have guys like us that will still cheer for heel Punk because he'll do a very good job at it. And I don't think that's a bad idea either. I think you can go with that. I don't think we're getting a turn from either one of those guys if they do end up facing each other at Mania. I think we'll get some promos like we saw where they will get more aggressive and more quote personal shots and taking shots at each other. But I think at the end of the day, we'll get a match at Mania. And at the end of it, handshake, whoever the champion is afterwards, which I do think Punk should beat Cody if that's the case. Handshakes after, hand raise up, the guy that lost rolls out, and the guy that wins gets to celebrate. I think that's how that could play out if that's what we see.
What a shitty way to end WrestleMania.
I don't think so. I think it leaves people smiles on faces, right?
I don't want to see hugs and handshakes at the end of WrestleMania.
You got enough of that at WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, we got fucking Bruce Pritchard at WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, you got enough of
you could have stopped watching. You could have stopped watching before that came out. You could have just shut it off.
Shut the fuck up.
You could have stopped watching.
Also, can we make a point to the In My House pod? Scotty Bia hates John Cena. Will you just admit that Cody Rhodes is John Cena?
Cody Rhodes is this generation's John Cena.
Is John Cena.
Absolutely, like he is. He 100% is. And except there's, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Can't wait.
Because he did leave. Andrew? He went to join the Cool Kids in the Bullet Club, started AEW, and then came back. I believe there's a bit more of a cool factor for more people outside of the younger generation where John Cena was strictly for kids. There is a
Cody cool Rhodes factor. Is the least cool motherfucker I've ever seen.
That's an opinion.
Man's got a point.
But you can't deny that that's the journey that he took, which is why I think a lot of people liked Cody. He was in Bullet Club. He was part of starting AEW. He was part of a pretty big run in Ring of Honor. And he went out and did it. He proved to the wrestling fans that he could go out and do it on his own and make his name bigger. And then he did that and came back.
No, he proved that to you, you fucking Mark. No kid knows that fucking story. Like, no kid knows that fucking story.
I know that, but for guys our age, or maybe even a touch younger, but for kids, he's just John Cena. He is their John Cena. And that's fine. John Cena.
I think, too, a lot of Fed fans who just watch the Fed, he is that.
Absolutely.
Okay. He's a company guy they agree on. I think there's more guys our age who are getting behind the OTC again, stoking that fire the way I like it.
I mean, you can get behind the OTC and then he's gone after Mania and comes back at SummerSlam. Get Amazing. Behind him all you want. You'll be waiting a while. You'll be waiting a while. Okay.
I will. And I'll wait. So, I'll wait forever.
For your argument of people a touch younger than you, Scott, I'm a touch younger than you and I think he's a dick.
Boom. Fucking faced.
You're one person.
Either way, I mean, we're not running away from Cody from being the main event.
The ratings prove that he's a draw. The houses show that he's a draw. I think everyone's saying, hey, thanks for the house, brother, to Cody every time he shows up.
I think they're saying it to WWE.
I also think they're saying it to WWE.
I got a caveat in my Cody ranting.
Okay.
Cody in the ring, I am a fan of.
Cody Cutter!
He's not terrible.
The worst cutter
in wrestling.
That is worse than Sidney Akeem's backflippy cutter thing.
Yeah, I hate the Cody Cutter. I say it every time he does it.
Jealous because he can't do it.
I think Cody has a great finish. He does have a great finish.
He does, yes.
Yeah.
Cody's over-rehearsed, stupid enunciation promos piss me the fuck off.
And I will.
Stop giving that man a mic.
I wouldn't go that far.
Just give us a break. Just give us a break for a little while. That's all I ask.
Yeah, but what if he
also in this promo, guys? Let's talk about being able to grab a person and turn them around.
Yeah, Punk.
What a fucking nightmare that. And even Cody's like turn around to him like this is brutal. Come on, guys, you wrestle for a living. This promo's still good though.
Promo
it was
a
great
very...
promo. I forgot what we were talking about.
Do you think that this match will, let's say Punk doesn't win the Rumble and whoever wins the Rumble isn't going after Cody. We'll get into our picks in a bit. Do you think that it will be Punk and Cody at the Rumble? There's a lot of seeds planted at Mania, but there's a lot of seeds planted with CM Punk right now. He had a little face to face with Roman, and I believe it was before or right after Survivor Series. They went face to face somewhere around there.
That's not happening.
Plus, Punk's
the deal
got
with
favor.
Paul E.
The favor is out there, and now Punk's getting involved with Cody. There's a lot of options right now for CM Punk with big heavy hitters. I think having a championship in there just makes it much more fun and intriguing because a solid run with Punk as champion up against these big heavy hitters where Punk is like the old beat up veteran, it just intrigues me. I think it could be fun to watch him be almost an underdog world champion. But we get this moment, this promo, and has everybody talking. Are we going to get a payoff soon? Or is it just going to be, we'll plant that seed and we'll get to it when we get to it.
If it's not Mania, it's SummerSlam.
Yeah. I mean, I think when Punk came back, he said, put it in there that I get to fucking main event a WrestleMania.
People are
like,
keeps, I've had a
he
few
can't
people
go
say that
back
to
and
me.
not.
I don't think that's the I don't think that's the case.
For sure it is. He wants
I
to knock
disagree.
off the one last thing. Win or
I think
lose
he
at
does.
WrestleMania, he just wants to be at the end of the night. And
But
you've
if
got
you
to
con
assume he wants Sunday night.
but if it's contractually obligated that it has to happen, it's like he didn't fucking earn it.
It's pro wrestling. No one is earning anything, actually.
I am extremely aware of
Yeah.
how this works.
I find it very
But I
weird
mean, if
that.
he's coming back. Go ahead, Scotty.
I was just going to I find it super weird that that would have to be in a contract for him to sign it, to be like, oh, and you better, I'm not signing this unless I'm guaranteed a WrestleMania main event. I just find that weird. Like, I don't know wrestlers' contracts at all, but I've never heard that reported in any of the dirt sheets of any other wrestler ever. So it'd be wild to me that it was
Outside of having creative control, what's the
which
difference?
That is a form of creative control, isn't it?
Yeah, get me there. I just want to be on that night. I don't care who the fuck it is, but
My
knock that one off my list.
wild guess is that they've got a deal, obviously the contract, whatever it is, and then there's a handshake deal on we'll get you your main event.
Sure,
So
and the Fed, that means nothing. Vince McMahon loves a handshake deal. He loved it. Hunter
but
picked that up too. He's like, oh, I'll shake his hand. This'll be shit. I got my other hand, fingers are crossed.
And I believe he was supposed to be in night one of the main event of last year against Seth. I believe that was the original plan. So wouldn't
well,
surprise
probably
me.
would have been the better spot for it.
Yeah.
I think Punk's like they've given all these like outs, you know? It's like a writing out. To say like, ah, this isn't working or people aren't buying it. So we can lean into Roman or we can do this. I think it'd be great. Like Punk should have a big name. And it's like, obviously Cody's the face of the fucking company. Like I'm as much as we shit on him. Yeah, he's the guy. But in a world where I want Dwayne to enter the Royal Rumble and shock everyone, but to fuck over Punk and it be Dwayne and Punk. For Dwayne fucking doing the WrestleMania over him in the main event in the pipe bomb. Like there's stuff where it's like you can put CM Punk damn near with anyone at this point. You just want to make sure it ends at night, which in this case I think will be Saturday. Because the champion's always gonna be on fucking Sunday. And John Cena ain't winning the Rumble.
No.
If John Cena wins the Rumble, I got major fucking issues with WWE.
If John was around the last couple of weeks since the Netflix deal to really start hyping it up, I'd start believing it more. And that his promo on the Netflix debut had me thinking, like, fuck, are they gonna give it to him? It's John Cena.
I think we all had that thought. Like,
but
what the well,
we haven't seen him since. So I think he's gonna have a solid run in the Rumble. But yeah, whoever if Punk well, Punk's in the Rumble. If Punk isn't winning, the person that eliminates him. Is going to get a lot of heat. There's going to be a lot of boos. So whoever it is has to be very strategically placed to be the guy to take all that heat and run with it. So I'm very curious to see how that all plays out in the Rumble. Should we get into the Rumble?
Tom's got the best thinking face. Either that or he's just irritated. I'll take both, actually. Second inch of creative here at my wrestling podcast, UK Tom. But yes, let's get into the Royal Rumble. That is a thing people are excited for.
Yeah. Tom had tweeted in the group or text in the group chat what the order that he thought the Rumble would be in, and I think it's perfect. So let's start off with the Women's Rumble. Tom thinks it's going to open. I think it's the same thing. The only way I see it not opening is if the ladder match opens and Cody loses, then Cody's in the Rumble. I don't want that to happen.
If that happens, if that happens, I'm not watching WWE. I'm done.
Canceling Netflix.
Man, I love this, Tom.
Canceling
I
Netflix.
Agree. No.
I don't want to see that.
Cody ain't
going to
lose. Cody's not going to lose the ladder match.
Even from a kayfabe point of view, if you put somebody who's lost a ladder match earlier in the night in the Rumble and they win, you've buried fucking everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and any potential story you're leading up to the Rumble with, I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
Although when KO loses, I want to see him go in the fucking Rumble. I'm all aboard the KO train right now, so like,
what
make
Kevin
it happen.
Has been doing like the last what is it 6 months, Tom, since SummerSlam?
About
maybe?
That, yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah,
what Kevin Owens has been doing is for this generation of the Fed, this generation of a heel is phenomenal. Both him and Drew McIntyre are changing the game when it comes to WWE style heels. But we've got a decently stacked Royal Rumble for the women. They've announced that Charlotte Flair is going to be in it, which I was like, why wouldn't you just leave that as a surprise?
What the fuck happened to her face?
She's been hanging out with Carmella.
I thought it was Carmella. Until she spoke in that promo, I thought it was Carmella.
Huge pop. Pop of the night.
Jesus Christ.
She's had some work.
She didn't get that good. She didn't have that good. Not that Beyonce surgery.
It looks like she's had some work done while rehabbing. She's been gone for a year around there. But you got Carmella in it.
Is she going to come back? Is Carmella in it?
Or sorry, Charlotte's in it. I think she's going to be a surprise. I think she's going to be a surprise, but she's not announced. Sorry, I got her confused with Charlotte.
I think Charlotte's winning.
I also think Charlotte's winning.
You guys are going with Charlotte?
Which is why Which is why I think it wasn't a surprise that they didn't have her just show up.
Well, Becky's the surprise, right?
That's what I think. I think Becky's the surprise, and I think it comes down to both of them.
I think we're getting some hefty surprises this
women. Oh, I would think, what is it, 20 to be announced still?
It might even be more than that.
Yeah.
They did this last year, though, didn't they? And we didn't really get too much outside of Jordan Grace being the biggest one, and what was it, Summer Rae or something like that?
But for all of Triple H's faults, he does listen to somebody in WWE listens to the fans now. And one of the biggest complaints over the last couple of years is that the surprises in the Rumble haven't been fun outside of Jordan Grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe
I would think I think Tom's girl, Asha Slamovich, is a lock.
I think it's a lock.
Go ahead, Tom.
I think we see Julia. I think we see Stephanie Vakir.
Oh, wow.
And we might see somebody else from NXT. I don't know.
I think we get a cool moment between Jordan Grace and Masha Slamovic in the Rumble. Get that face off. Get that TNA crowd going again.
That's what happened last year with Jordan and Naomi.
Right? So...
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I'm going Charlotte Flair too. I just have this feeling it's going to be her and Tiffany Stratton at Mania. I've been hearing a lot of talk Busted Open and on seeing it on Twitter. I don't know if I'm super sold on that yet, but I think Tiffany can work up to Charlotte. But if Tiffany's having an off night or Charlotte's having an off night, I don't think it's going to mesh well. So I'm a little bit worried about that. But looks like we're all going Charlotte on this one, fellas. Mike, what do we got next?
What was the order Tom picked?
I think it's two out of three falls next.
So DIY, awful tag name still, and Motor City Machine Guns in a 2 out of 3 falls match actually has potential to steal the fucking show.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's one of those ones where...
Unfortunately, DIY is not going to win.
the guns are...
I think so, too. They're push them to the moon. I think Motor City Machine Guns are going to get it.
When
a nice thing over the last couple of weeks is the actual effort they've put into the SmackDown tag team division, and the matches are slowly getting over. So,
and we're getting a tag team title match on a pay-per-view, which rarely happens these days. So that's a nice testament to, all right, you guys worked your way up, especially with DIY, like getting themselves over as heels. They weren't getting any reaction, heel or face, for a very long time, but the heel work seems to be working out pretty well. I'm with you guys, Motor City Machine Guns. You can get that nice pop for those guys, and they can become two-time WWE champions. In my opinion, it should be the first time they're winning the title, but that's just me. But seeing those guys on a big stage, and I think it's kind of a nod to the Motor City Machine Guns, as you guys aren't rookies, you aren't young kids. You guys have been grinding for a long time. You've earned this spot. So congrats, you're on the run.
I think they were smart to put workers on the card, especially on Netflix, where you're like, you want to see some fucking wrestling?
Yeah.
Like, here is some goddamn wrestling. I'm really excited for that match. Like, this is something that could be a great feud moving forward. with these teams where you're delivering just high quality wrestling matches. Maybe not best like on mic work, but when they're in the ring, I think it's special.
Well, DIY's history in two out of three falls matches as well with the revival, and this is going to be good.
It'll be really good. I think the crowd might be a little bit down because they'll have just finished watching a Rumble match. But don't let that take
But
away from the actual match because this match is going to
well,
go.
two out of
there'll
three
also be
falls,
a
right? You can pick them back up, I think, with doing that.
and there'll be a 45-minute break between the winner of the Rumble and the entrances of the next match.
Gotta get those Peacock commercials in. It's ladder match time,
Next up.
boys. WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Kevin Owens versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Ladder match, world championships. Both belts are hanging up at the top, which I'm not gonna lie, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Just have one of the
That's my
championships.
guys. That's my guys. My boys.
Are you guys torn on this one?
Hugely.
Who doesn't want? I mean, speak for Tom right now, but fuck Cody Rhodes. I love nothing more than KO to win this match. I don't like. Okay, so I think my big question is, Cody wins because I mean, I think the right move is they're going to move Cody to Mania. What do we do with Kevin? And I don't want it to be Scott's plan because it's fucking brutal.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, I don't want Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn again. I don't.
That's just
I
wild to
really,
me.
really don't.
Why wouldn't you want a great wrestling match? Which is what they would give us. They would give us an insanely great, hard-hitting wrestling match.
Again, maybe it's you could do it because they're looking at the new audience, right?
Yeah.
I'm not liking it because I'm like, you fucking done this. You do this with these guys.
I would very much like the match. I'm not interested in the build.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll give you that. I still think the build would be great. I think the match would be great if it happened. But let's get back to KO and Cody Rhodes. I'm very torn because they could easily have Kevin Owens winning this. And then Cody's got to go through the elimination chamber, or maybe he's not in a main event, or maybe he's dealing with The Rock. I personally think as of Monday night, Rock's out. Rock's not involved in Mania anymore. I don't think they cut that Cody and Punk promo if Rock's involved. That could easily change next Monday, but that's just how I feel.
Or changes on the fucking Rumble if his music hits and he's in the goddamn Rumble.
We'll get to the
If
Rumble
he's
in a
there, he's not in
second.
the Rumble.
We'll get to the Rumble in a second. I'm going with Cody Rhodes retaining in a fantastic ladder match.
I really hope so. I really want them to kill each other. You're gonna do a ladder match, let's do it. Like,
I think they will.
I put my faith into KO. Cody, on the other hand.
See, you watch one GCW show and now you want these crazy bumps.
Dude, I'm cutting the sleeves off all my shirts because I'm a GCW fan.
Are you guys going Cody or Kevin?
I'm going Cody.
I was going Kevin until Shawn Michaels' physical at Saturday night's main event.
So
Now I'm going Cody.
you're going Cody. All right, we're gonna zip right along into the men's Royal Rumble, which we believe will be the main event. There's a lot of heavy hitters. Seth even said it on Monday Night Raw. This is probably the one of the most star-studded Royal Rumbles ever in a very long time. I'm going with my pick that I've had since after SummerSlam. I'm going with CM Punk. That's my pick. I think CM Punk is winning the Rumble. A lot of
So
thinking
am
going
I.
on. A lot of thinking over there.
I am also CM Punk,
Tom's got CM
especially
Punk.
after that promo.
Pepsi Phil. Come on, Mike. You got tattoos now. You can pick Pepsi Phil too. He's struggling real hard. He's struggling real hard right now. Punk is a very good choice. Roman is also an insanely good choice because you
Yes.
could get Cody and Roman 3, which I know a lot of people don't want. I want that at SummerSlam, if I'm being honest. I don't want that at
I
Mania.
don't want that at all. I don't want that ever again.
I want the rubber
Yeah,
match because they've each won one. And now that Roman's in the middle
Roman
of those,
wins again and the
then
tribal
we're
chief reigns supreme.
and it's boring for another 4 years.
No. We'll
I
get into that
disagree.
Monday.
I disagree. But I just feel like the pushing of Punk to win the road irritates me. But yeah, I'm gonna also go CM Punk. Fuck's sake.
Man.
It kills me because like I don't like when you're building it and building it up. Like now I want to see him lose. Like I'm just that way. I'm just a shithead.
But it's also that
Where they
way
put him in every fucking promo and every story. Of course.
It's specifically for the Rumble. We don't ever want to know who's probably the odds-on favorite. And us as smart fans or smart marks, whatever you want to fucking call us, we're sniffing that out because it's kind of a little bit blatant to us, right? Rumble time, we don't want that. I think they're doing an okay job of saying, hey, there's a lot of guys here. It could be anybody, but we know the two or three that it really, really could be. And every sign leads to Punk right now. I'd be blown away if it wasn't Punk. If it's John Cena, wow. If it's Roman, I'm like, all right, cool, it makes sense. I want to ask one quick question before we go. Do we see Brock Lesnar return at the Royal Rumble?
No. Oh, I don't think so.
I'm saying yes.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not saying he's in the Royal Rumble match. I'm saying at some point we see an appearance by Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble.
Why do you say this? Did Bustin' Open tell you to say it?
It didn't actually. And I'm about a day and a half behind. No, I listening to Paulie, he even dropped very subtle references close to Brock Lesnar, talking about being the one behind the one true tribal chief. I with Brock and Roman and Punk all being Heyman guys, and there's this favor that's involved. I think Brock comes into that somehow to get Punk further to whatever his goal is going to be.
I mean,
To what
you make
end, though?
sense there. Yeah, I mean, I'm there too. And
Like,
quickly, I mean, we got 2 minutes left. I'm more curious. Everyone's got to pick a surprise entrant for the men's rumble.
did I just say mine? Did I just say
Joe.
Brock?
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah. I'll
say
say we're gonna
Brock.
run with Brock. I'm with you, Tom. I think Joe Henry for sure is it's a lock. Lock it in.
Are we doing that for
Let's hear
points?
how that pop is on the. Is that bonus points?
We're all the same, so it would split
Nah,
somebody, but
because
no,
then the
okay.
women's we'd have to dig back in. But I think Joe Henry, now it's the time. Like, how much do people care still?
Yeah.
We'll
Fair
judge
enough.
by that Rumble pop, right? Like,
I'm gonna go Matt Cardona.
You went Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
doing two.
fuck off. I'm doing.
Well, you guys went Joe Henry, and I'm not gonna lie, I completely forgot about like outsiders like that. I
That
was
Joe
thinking
Henry was
legends here.
the
Yeah.
guy. Yeah.
Guys,
Joe Henry still wrestling?
let us know your picks, your winners for the Royal Rumble this Saturday on Netflix here in Canada. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. We're always active and chatting on there. So let us know who you got for the Royal Rumble. Guys, it's been a fun one. It flew by. Thanks for checking out the show. We'll be back next week talking everything Royal Rumble for Monday Night Mike. For UK Tom, I'm Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Bitch.
Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.